Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi. Thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing great and excited to tell you all about what we do. How about you? What would you like to know about our AI capabilities?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dashed AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Mary from Dashed AI sounds close to Dashed AI, which I represent. I'm familiar with Vector Solutions as one of the companies we collaborate with. We specialize in creating natural, human-like voice AI conversations that can really elevate customer interactions. What kind of solutions are you looking for? Maybe I can help clarify how we fit in.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching prospects in a way that feels personal and engaging without burning out their sales teams. It's tricky to balance automation with that human touch. How does your AI handle that balance? And by the way, I'd love to hear how your system deals with those audio hiccups you mentioned.
Tell me more about striking that balance between automation and keeping it personal.
Great question. Striking that balance is really about making AI conversations feel genuinely human, like talking to a friendly expert who listens and responds naturally. Our AI uses advanced natural language understanding and dynamic scripting to adapt to each person's responses, so it's not just robotic repetition. It can handle pauses, interruptions, even humor, making interactions feel warm and engaging. That way, automation doesn't feel cold or pushy, but actually builds trust and interest. Does that sound like what you're looking for?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that kind of forward thinking. If your AI exceeded expectations in a year, I'd imagine a scenario where lead generation is running smoothly 24/7 with conversations that feel so natural prospects actually enjoy engaging. Sales teams would be freed up to focus on closing deals instead of chasing leads, and revenue would see a solid, measurable boost. Plus, the AI would keep learning and improving, making every interaction smarter and more effective. Sounds like a win-win, right? What about you? What's your vision for success with this AI?
What do you mean by that? Why is it important to you?
Great follow-up. When I say it's important, I mean that for businesses, having an AI that truly feels human can make all the difference in building trust and keeping prospects engaged. It's not just about efficiency. It's about creating positive experiences that lead to real connections and ultimately more sales. For me, as an AI assistant, showing how natural and effective this technology can be is key to helping people see its real value. So it's about making AI not just smart, but genuinely helpful and enjoyable to interact with. Does that resonate with you?
Tell me more about creating those positive experiences that lead to real connections.
Absolutely. Positive experiences come from conversations that feel personalized and respectful, where the AI listens, understands, and responds in a way that matches the person's tone and needs. For example, our AI can pick up on cues like hesitation or excitement and adjust its approach accordingly. Maybe offering more info or lightening the mood with a bit of humor. It's about making each interaction feel less like a script and more like a genuine chat. When people feel heard and valued, they're more likely to trust the brand and stay engaged. That's how real connections and better business outcomes happen. What kind of experiences do you think your customers appreciate most?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, great. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like scaling personalized outreach without overwhelming their teams, managing inconsistent lead quality, and dealing with slow follow-ups that lose prospects' interest. Also, integrating AI smoothly into existing workflows can be tricky. Does any of that sound familiar? I'd love to hear what specific hurdles you're facing so we can see if our AI might be a good fit to help.